Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Now, we are talking today about a bit of a battle that goes on. There's many things, similar battles to this. You may have Coca-Cola versus Pepsi. You may have Burger King versus McDonald's. There are healthy options for these choices too. But today we are talking about PC versus Mac. In your experience, Darren, is this a bit of a controversial subject?
Yeah, I think the preconception seems to be that Macs are the best because they're arguably the most expensive. Mm-hmm. So that leads people to believe that they are the best solution.
That is how you generally think, isn't it? If you believe that if you're paying more for something, there's a reason you're paying more. You're going to get something better. But this argument has been going on for a good few years about which one is best. So we'll start with PCs. What would you say are the benefits to owning a PC?
Well, I mean, from a commercial point of view, Microsoft Windows have had the market dominance for so many years that they've had a long time to perfect their software. And so things in terms of Microsoft Office and Windows Server for businesses and things like that are arguably the best solution for running a corporate enterprise. In terms of home use, well, there's honestly not a lot in it because home use is very limited for what people actually need. So it's not that important that they have a PC in that instance.
Okay, so how long, just to give us a, you said that PCs have been dominating the market for a lot longer. How old is a PC versus how old is a Mac?
Well, Microsoft, who make Windows for HP, Dell, companies like that, who provide the hardware, have been around since, well, really they launched Windows in the 80s. I mean, they were started as a company in the 70s, and Apple are very much the same. So in terms of the length of each company's lifespan, they've both been around a similar amount of time. But Microsoft certainly gained a lot more traction with Windows before Apple did. And in terms of market share, actually, Apple aren't anywhere near Microsoft Windows.
Oh, really?
But they've obviously caught up a lot since the iPod in 2001 and the iPhone in 2007.
They have sort of taken over the world a little bit in that sense.
Certainly, yeah, in terms of the phone in people's pocket. It's a funny one, actually, because even in terms of phone share, they don't have a huge amount. They've got a very impressive amount, but actually Android is the most popular phone. But Android runs, again, on multiple platforms, so Samsung Galaxy, HTC, and things like that. So they're on more handsets, so they make up a wider share of the market. But certainly it seems everyone's got an iPhone, but it's not actually the case.
And if we had to narrow down exactly what the benefits are of having a Mac, if you're just talking about day-to-day using of a Mac, what would the bonuses of that be?
They look very nice. Apple put a lot of money into design. Mm-hmm. So again, from a commercial point of view, it may be very important that you send a message. In the same way, you don't want to turn up to a sales appointment in a car that's falling to bits. You don't want to get a laptop out of your bag for the sales appointment that's falling to bits either.
What task would I have to be doing on a computer that would mean I would definitely need a Mac or definitely need a PC?
Well, this is the thing. It's not that simple anymore. There is nothing that you can't do on a Mac that you can do on Windows or vice versa. There's no reason to go in either direction, but depending on what you're doing. So for instance, we were talking about Windows Server having nailed the market in terms of emails and calendars and shared contacts and things like that. So in that instance, it would be logical to have a Windows-based computer. It's not to say Mac won't do it, because it will, but it would be logical to have a Windows computer. And then with anything design-based, you mentioned Photoshop. Arguably, Mac is still the best, but you can get Photoshop on a Windows computer, so there's nothing stopping you doing either or. But I would certainly lean towards one or the other, depending on what your habits are.
Okay, so then if we get to the point of actually thinking, right, I need a laptop, and I'm thinking more like a personal use laptop rather than giving an entire company a laptop. We go on to wherever we're going to get them from. We come into Aurora Computers and we want to buy one from you. The price, there is a big difference between buying a Mac and buying a PC. Now, obviously, you could get a bottom-of-the-range Mac or a top-of-the-range PC, and they'll cross over a little bit. What's that big gap about? Where are we getting loads more for our money if we're spending all that and getting a Mac? Are we getting a lot less if we get a cheaper PC? What's the cash about?
In a nutshell, the cheapest Mac laptop is about £750.
Mm-hmm.
The cheapest Windows laptop is about £250.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a massive gap there. But however, if you take that cheapest Mac laptop, which is £750, and you got a Windows laptop of the same spec, so the hardware specifications are the same, you're talking probably about £500. So really, you're only saving about £250. So that £250 really goes into the design of the laptop, the desirability of the laptop. So you're spending about £250 to have an Apple, basically.
And would you dare to say your own personal opinion on whether you would like a Mac or a PC? Is it possible for you to have an opinion, or could you not possibly say?
Well, I mean, we're tied into Mac because we've got some Mac-only software. We could move away from that, but that's the software that we have. So as a company, we're tied into using Macs. However, if we didn't have that software, I have to say I think I would still have a Mac. And I can't really tell you why. Probably that desirability factor, that I would want to have something that when I go to a sales appointment, people take me seriously. And I feel that Mac achieves that.
If there's somebody out there who is thinking, I want to do this task and I don't know which one to buy, or I've got one of these and I want to do this task better on it, can they come to you or Aura Computers and find out more?
Yeah, I mean, the best thing to do is contact us or come into the retail floor that we've got in Wetherby. But contact us and we'll go through it. We'll make some notes. We'll find out what it is you're trying to achieve and we'll go through it.
Aura Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.